Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T. Y. I'm petty all the time.
All right, let's hear about your petty Kid Nation. That phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And today we will be highlighting petty breakups as well, because Nick, producer Nick, found an article on BuzzFeed.
Okay.
With a bunch of petty breakups, or reasons why people broke up with others, including, he pronounced it Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Break up with them because of that.
Now, I can see that. Like, I had to break up with a girl that said the plural of text messages was Texas.
Right.
Yeah, you didn't send me any Texas.
No, that's a state.
You're just looking for a reason.
Exactly.
State and get out of my car.
Oh, by the way, Big Al Max putting an ex-girlfriend on.
Had to put her on blast now.
You're the only one blasting anybody today.
Big Al's been blasting left and right.
Blasted, I guess, yeah.
What was her name out for the email?
Just give a fake girlfriend name.
Wilma.
Wilma. Big Al's girlfriend, Wilma. So you can go to KidNation.com. If you hear us put anyone on blast this morning.
Never dated him.
She sounds youthful.
Yeah. Good name, by the way. What are you, the Flintstones or something?
I don't know what.
Go to KidNation.com and enter Wilma.
Walking around barefoot all the time.
Sure. Who said Texas? The plural of text. And you could be headed off to our big summer blast concert in San Antonio. We'll put you up at the Hotel Valencia. All right. Back to Patty, though.
Yeah.
Right, hit me with it, buddy. We're doing petty breakups.
Yeah,
we got Matt got
into
it.
I thought as I've gotten older and was dating that I don't have any of those issues anymore. You know, little things like fashion choices or things they eat or the way they eat. I'm like, this is not that big of a deal.
Yeah, when you're young.
He kind? Does he have a job? Is he breathing?
When you're young, your list is this. It's like a mile long.
He can't wear corduroy. Yet. Yeah.
Good, babe.
Isn't that disgusting?
You smoke all the time. Half a pack?
Yeah. Oh, I have a great example because on my third date with Juan Snow, things had been going great. And then I caught a glimpse of his wallet.
Oh.
I hate his wallet. The girl wallet. Hate it.
Mm.
But I was
like,
on blast.
Over the wallet.
Over the wallet.
Why? Was
but I'm like, it has glitter.
Oh, even to the strip club.
I'm really sorry, babe. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm fully outing your wallet. Exactly. I thought, don't be superficial, Jenna. Don't be superficial. He's great. Everything's been great. But you can imagine as a girl that feeling. Things are going great with a guy. You think you finally found a guy you might actually want to go out with again and again. And then you go, oh, man, no.
Yeah,
no.
You think it's cute.
Oh, man. No, I don't. I still.
I'm trying to say that.
It's been, 8 months? I still strongly dislike it. But I think it's a bit. And I think he keeps it around because it bothers people.
Yeah.
But, it was almost a deal breaker, JC.
Is it Velcro?
It's not Velcro.
Oh, okay, that would make it even better.
The worst part is that it's expensive designer.
Is it? I thought he bought it like a Hot Topic or something.
Y'all got to ask to see it.
Yeah.
Maybe
I've seen it.
And?
I thought it was from Hot Topic.
Oh.
What? Nothing wrong with that?
What's the designer name? Do you know?
Mason Margiela.
What?
What are you buying?
Get him a new one for Christmas.
Yeah. That's what Kizzy got me.
I don't think he'd carry it.
He would.
Yeah, he would because it's from you.
I like mine so much that Kenzie got me that I put it in my front pocket now, not my back pocket.
Oh, really?
Because I don't want to sit on it.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess
it's so
you can
bad
mess up
that
your back, too, or your hips.
Yeah, I noticed that. My hips misalign now.
Yeah.
Because I have fat stacks in there.
Yeah, you do.
JC, he got robbed, and they took everything in the wallet, but not the wallet.
I didn't want that.
They didn't take the wallet.
I didn't want that.
I know. That's two chances for you to win, right?
Trey's yelling at you to take phone calls.
We are going to the phones. What we're going to do.
Putting Trey on blast.
Yeah.
It's just giving time for calls to come in.
What's up, Adriana?
Adriana.
I got to put her on. That's why.
Hey.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing awesome. So you were a little petty?
I was.
Okay. What happened?
So my husband was supposed to buy a pack of diapers because he works at a charity. The only store that carries them is they were doing the floor roll pants. And so he refused to get them for me. They're only like $10. And so I took his card, and I went online, and I got it myself, and I did one-day shipping, so it made it, like, double than what it would have been if you would have bought them at the store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spend that man's money. Mm. Not going to listen to you, ma'am.
Mm-mm. And where it hurts, in the wallet.
Diapers are expensive.
The glittery wallet.
The glittery
right?
wallet, yep.
Thank you for your call. Amanda B. wrote us. And it's a Petty Monday, a breakup Petty Monday.
Oh, okay.
She said, I broke up with a guy because he took out a loan from his dad to get a lift kit on his truck. He's in his 30s.
Uh-oh. Lift kit's pretty expensive, though. Lift kit is pretty expensive.
Yeah. I mean, I would take a loan from my dad if he'd give it to me.
It'd be a few thousand dollars.
What do you need a lift kit for?
To make your truck,
higher.
Dope.
Why do you
need... That's a man, baby.
To make them, because it look cool.
That's a man. The debt to make your
yeah.
truck high.
You take a loan up from your dad in your 30s to do that. That's a man, baby.
We spend money so that we can't put our truck in the garage.
Thank you, JC. You are so right.
That's what we do.
My last two trucks have fit in the garage.
I'm Where do you park them if it storms?
Out front so people can see that a man lives there.
Oh, my gosh.
Then you have to be careful when you go to the airport or the mall because they had that little thing that hangs down to tell you how tall
right,
you
right.
know.
That's the best, though. I can't drive to the, you know, if you have to lift, I can't drive to the airport. You're going to have to drive me, George.
Yeah.
Boom. Get you out of paying that fee. From the text, Petty Monday. When my boss gives me a crappy assignment, I will adjust the height on his office chair the next morning, and then I listen to him complain about it.
That's cute.
That is good.
That happened to me this morning.
Yeah, somebody adjusted your height on your chair.
You're my hero this morning, Al.
Thank you, man.
You helped my chair go back to normal.
I fixed your chair. Even though See, I can fix a chair, Joe. Oh, sorry.
You already blasted him once.
Right? Yeah. One time today.
One time's too many. What's up, Nikki?
Hi.
Welcome. So yours is a petty breakup Monday. What, why'd you break up with your man?
I got tired of braiding his hair.
How often were you braiding it?
Like once a week. He wanted it washed, straightened, and then braided.
And you had to do all that?
Whoa!
Yeah.
This your first exhausting. Black guy?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right.
Once you go back,
you got to go to the salon.
Yeah. What you need is a bald black man.
He was asking for full service.
You don't have to braid my hair ever.
Yeah. Well, could I interest you, Nikki, and Big Al Mac here?
I'm married. I've been married for 11 years.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Al.
Dang
good
it.
Good old married.
Another one.
Yeah.
Cross another one off the list.
Nikki, would it help if I told you I'd never stopped 10 before?
Oh, don't do married.
I'm kidding. Have a good day, Nikki. Thank you for calling us. Can you imagine your man making you wash his hair and braid it all?
Get off into that, man.
From the text, my six-year-old came home feeling really bad because her dad was cheated on by his girlfriend. So I told her, man, karma sucks. Knowing she'd go back and ask him what karma was, she did not let me down.
Oh, man.
Oh, when you're using the kids for the petty tool.
Oh, man.
How does the six-year-old even know?
Daddy, who's karma?
Yeah.
Oh. Mommy said.
That's pretty good. That's pretty dang good. That's an A-plus on my
book. She did not let me down.
That's an A-plus.
All right. What's up, Dakota?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man? How are you, Petty?
Well, I tend to naturally have a bad mumble, and I hate when I have to repeat myself. So, if someone says, what? I just mumble worse.
Hey, I know what you're saying.
What I said was... I feel like I do that to my wife.
The mumbler.
My wife says I mumble a lot. Kelly, do you say your husband mumbles a lot? Is that a wife thing?
Sometimes I have to ask him. Sometimes it's my fault. I ask him to repeat himself while my brain is processing what he just said.
Yeah.
Even though I really heard him, but sometimes it takes me a minute.
See, that's what I feel, Al. I feel like they don't listen to us half the time, but they got to say we're mumbling.
Well, they say something in the middle while I'm doing something else. So I'm doing something.
I love how you're
something.
Spinning it like it's our fault.
Yeah. But I'm like in the middle. I'm concentrating on something. He'll say something. I hear him, but I'm like, what? And then it takes me to process it. You know?
Because in my head, I know what I said.
I know.
I knew I was mumbling.
The husband mumble.
Yeah, every guy I talk to that's married says that. No, my wife says I mumble too.
Really? Well, maybe y'all should enunciate.
I do enunciate.
Or not speak when we're in the middle of doing something else.
What's up, Matthew?
I was petty. I broke up with my girlfriend because she wanted to stop complaining about her job.
Right?
Let me defend it.
Okay.
I worked every day, and she didn't have to work at all. I just wanted to do something that made her happy, but she wanted, so we had to go separate ways.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. I feel you, man.
Men don't like to hear complaining.
No.
And women don't like to hear it either.
Yeah, nobody likes it, but...
I get called on the
phone. But you do vent.
Venting
to a
good.
Partner, yeah.
Because I bet he was trying to fix it. Because that's what we are.
That's what we want to do.
Guys, we want to fix the problem.
We're like, just listen.
Yeah. I don't want you to fix it. I want you to just listen. No, I don't want to listen. I'm sort of mumbled about it.
What's going on the Instagram, Anna?
We're at Kid Nation on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Uh-huh.
I hope this doesn't lead to a breakup, but Bethany said, my husband got smart with me this morning about making his sandwiches for lunch, so I left the plastic wrapper on the cheese slices. It's just pretty funny.
Oh, no.
You're going to bite off into that?
What?
Hi, Chelsea.
Hey.
So, you were the victim of pettiness.
Yes.
And then
what happened?
What happened?
It leads to more petty. That's what happened.
Yeah.
What happened, Chelsea?
Yes. So 5 years ago, my best friend and my husband's best friend introduced us, and then we were both in their wedding a year later. So he was the best man, and I was the maid of honor.
Uh-huh.
Until she had like a come to Jesus moment with her sister, and she said, since I wouldn't mind, she was going to make her sister maid of honor. Ooh. So now it's come to my wedding with my husband. And they're both in our wedding, and I told my husband that he has to either make his best friend the best man or the second person, because he's not allowed to walk down the aisle with my best friend, since I wasn't allowed to walk down the aisle at their wedding with my husband.
5 years later, you're still mad?
Wow. Yes, darn right.
I'm so petty about it.
Yeah. It's finally time.
Yeah, you finally got your shot.
Payback.
Wait.
Payback.
This is long-term petty. Yeah.
5 years.
This is a dish best served cold.
Right?
It's real cold. It's going to be good.
Oh, that's a good one right there, Chelsea. Finally, you get to use your card. From the text, I went to a restaurant with my family Friday night. The restaurant was more than half empty, but they had 20 people waiting to be seated while the hostess just stood there doing nothing. So after waiting 20 minutes, I grabbed my family and told them to go home. And then I stood outside telling everyone who walked up that they were closed. Petty Monday.
That's perfect.
You know, when you're willing to tell your family, you guys go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay back.
I'm going to hang back.
I'm going to finish the mission.
I'm going to hang back and ruin this restaurant's business. For the next 2 hours.
That's hilarious.
Golly.
And Chelsea is the sort of Kid Nation member everybody needs in their corner. Hello, Chelsea. Oh, hold on one sec. Go ahead with yours, Chelsea.
Hey, so my boyfriend, he moved to Dallas for the summer, and when we had a hurricane come in a couple weekends ago, I left everything on the floor that I asked him to pick up before he left.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that stuff is now ruined.
Water damage,
yeah,
petty.
Water, I'm sure he was very happy.
Mm.
And Taylor, this one's the one I meant. We need Taylor as a Kid Nation member right here. Hi, Taylor.
Hi. Hey. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey. A little petty with your roommate, huh, Taylor?
Yeah. So last night she told me she was not going to come home, not to worry about it. Walked to the door. My dog woke up at 2 in the morning, freaking out, barking. I jump up, turn on my light, got my knife in my hand. It turned out it was her in the kitchen. And so this morning, I get up. She doesn't have to work today. I'm blasting Kid Craddock in the morning all throughout the house.
There you go.
I have my cabinet doors being slammed shut every time I make breakfast. And I open and close the garage door twice because her bedroom is right over it.
Sometimes the garage door doesn't open it the way you want it to open. Well, thank you.
We appreciate you letting us be a part of your petty.
Now, your roommate's going to hate us, but we love you, so that's fine. Taylor, you have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling in, and thank you for your petty, Kid Nation. We really appreciate you. We'll be back at it again on Monday, so make sure you throw a little petty out.
All right.
It's okay from once in a while, as long as it's funny. And Kelly.
Yes.
Big, big meeting happened this weekend with the family.
Big family meeting happened in this yellow folder I brought.
Oh, you have a folder?
For the actual notes.
You had handouts and stuff?
Family meeting.
Oh, my
official notes.
Can we all get the syllabus, or?
Wow.
I can make copies if you need it.
Yeah.
You should put this up on your blog or Kid Nation. Yeah.
I feel like I need to prepare.
Now, if you're part of a blended family, you definitely want to take part in next break, because maybe you might be given some ideas that you could use for your family, for your little blended family.
All right.
And maybe you have some ideas maybe Kelly and Alan missed, and you want to share it with the world. We'll talk to you next, Kelly.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about an hour away from Love Letters to Kelly. If you want to go to KidNation.com and write our love expert, you are more than welcome to do so. And make sure you listen up for us to put someone on blast all morning long. Plenty of opportunities for you to check out our Kid Craddock Morning Show Big Summer Blast Concert in San Antonio. All the Why Don't We fans are coming out. We hear you. We know you want to go to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you hear us put someone on blast, make sure you go to KidNation.com. Enter that name via email, and then you can do it as many times as you want. So every time we put someone on blast, go and do it. So the more you listen, the more chances you're going to have to win those tickets. Just got to talk to my kids on FaceTime.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're in the lift, headed to the airport. Going to go visit family back home in San Diego.
How long are you going to be single?
For a week, Big Al.
Wow.
For a whole week. That is a lot of Fortnite. Oh, yeah. Big summer, a big event happened this weekend, too. It was pretty cool.
Well, I know. I'll be honest. I saw all your stories. My and when story. I see that one story after another is just of a TV with Fortnite on it, I skip on. It's like, okay.
Oh, it was a great event.
You want to tell us about it?
The robot and the monster got in a fight, Big Al.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
We thought the monster was going to win, but the robot came out with the sword.
Robot prevailed?
That was close.
Okay.
He lost his arm, but he fought for us.
Battle scarred.
Okay. How many hours a day do you think you're going to up it to?
Up it to?
Well, for the week that you have no kids.
I'll try to get like an hour a day if I can.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. I'm going to try.
What else are you going to do?
I'll watch Netflix.
Is there watch
Last Chance for You. I got to watch that.
You got to have like some kind of project that you can do so that when Kenzie comes back into town, she's like, oh, you did blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, I got a project. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, you don't want to see what it is.
Nah, man.
You're going to watch all those Netflix shows. She doesn't let you watch.
And Kelly.
Yes.
You had a big family weekend.
We did.
You had the big meeting.
We did. Alan and I celebrated our 2-year wedding anniversary on July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And after 2 years, you know, with back and forth, it's a blended family. We don't have all the kids with us all the time. But it was time to just lay down some ground rules.
4 kids total, right? 4 kids total.
Alan brought into the marriage 3. We've got a 14-year-old girl, 11 and 6-year-old boys, and then I have my 12-year-old daughter. So together we've got every age covered, every phase of childhood and hormones and all that stuff. So anyway, that's what we're going through.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's a lot of little things. But what happens is those little things add up until, you know, there's a big blow up and we don't want that to happen.
So you're trying to get to that before the big blow up.
Preventive.
Right. Yeah,
right.
Smart.
And as the bonus mom, if I call myself stepmom, I'll get railed for that. So as the bonus mom, sometimes I feel like it's hard for me to correct or discipline or yell at my bonus kids because I want them to like me.
Yeah,
you know,
I get that.
And you're all about, people always say, you're not supposed to be your kid's friend. You're supposed to be their parent. So I get that. But it's a delicate balance because you do want them to like you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them running home to their mom and saying, she's a witch, I hate her, that kind of stuff. It's hard. You do want to be liked.
Because movies already vilified step-parents. If you watch a lot of movies, the stepmom or the stepdad are always the villain, right?
So, yes. And so with my daughter, by blood, if I tell her, you know, Emma Kelly, clean up your room, she won't do it. That never happens. First time it ever happens, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Celebration. Carry on. She ever does anything the first time I ask her. Usually it's 2, 3, 4, 5. By about the 6th or 7th time, I'm yelling.
So she's
a TV theme show! Exactly.
So she's a typical child.
Yeah.
Typical.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get done until I'm screaming at her, clean up your room!
That sounds
up? You know, da da da. Can you shut the door? With my bonus children.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guys, would you mind picking up your room? Nothing happens. Hey, remember how I asked you about an hour ago? Could you please do this? Nothing happens. 4 or 5 times later, it doesn't get done and I end up doing it. Or, you know, it's just like...
So you never scream at them?
I never yell.
Does Emma Kelly notice this?
Of course.
Of course you notice.
But I, you know, and that's my bad. I need to not yell at my own kid. That's how you fix that. But anyway, that's part of the problem is mine. Mm-hmm. I don't know...
Can Alan yell at them?
At his own kids, yes.
But does he?
He's lost, we both lost our tempers, but it's just a matter of the most serious, if there's like a serious infraction, like the kids really need discipline, We've made the agreement. I'll hand it with him and Kelly, and he'll hand it with his. The real serious stuff. Mm-hmm. But the day-to-day stuff, the fighting, the pick up your room, we can both handle that.
Right.
So anyway, basically it came down to proper manners and picking up after yourself.
These are now, the topics for the meeting.
Yes. Now, Alan, that morning, he took it very seriously. He sent me a text with everything he was going to say in the family meeting, which he ended up printing out. And I said, these look great, honey. I'll read over them and I'll add my addition to it.
Sure.
It's like, why? These are perfect, you know, basically. How could you possibly
I got this.
Have to add to my perfect family meeting list?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. Well, see, and he said we should take maybe baby steps. He had 10 things he wanted to go over. I'm, of course,
how many do you have?
Well, I just wanted to maybe add to it. Like, so I'll tell you, for instance.
Okay.
So what happened was we were going to have all four of us sit down around the table. It was going to be a beautiful moment. But then scheduling got in the way. With four kids, they're going in so many different directions. We had to sit the girls down together and then the boys down separately, which is fine. It worked out fine. Very, very different reaction. So we bring the girls down first because the boys are gone. And no eye contact, lips poked out, shoulders slumped, sitting at the table. Emma Kelly picks up Larry. She won't. They both suddenly are so interested in Larry. Anything to distract them from what's going on at the family meeting.
Do they think they were getting fired from the family?
Everybody always thinks they're in trouble. So Alan starts off like, look, you are not in trouble. We love you. You are good kids.
Good start.
Nice, nice.
You are
positive
good
encouragement.
Kids. There are just a few things we've got to get, you know, straightened out moving forward.
They call it the sandwich out. Positive, negative, positive.
Right. And he also let them know these are certain rules that are going to apply to the adults and the children. So we're going to adhere to them, too.
Okay.
Now, y'all are going to think these are so ridiculous and common sense. But if you don't lay it out for everybody.
Especially kids.
Okay. So first, everyone treats everybody else with respect. If you want something, say please.
Mm-hmm.
When someone does something nice for you, you say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You should never have to be reminded to say please and thank you. If the person who did something nice for you doesn't hear you say thank you, you didn't say thank you. He wrote this down. You'll know if they hear you if they say you're welcome. This is a big deal for me. I am very big on manners.
That's huge.
I also want yes ma'ams and no ma'ams, but I had to kind of acquiesce on that because not everybody abides by that. So I'm happy now with just a yes instead of a yeah. That kind of thing.
Yes.
But thank you and please, when you take your kids out and you're dropping hundreds of bucks for them to have a night of entertainment and not one person says thank you,
yeah, you feel unappreciated. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know as a parent, you're responsible to feed them, but you're not responsible to take them out for $200 at a video arcade or whatever it is.
Just to get a plush thing.
But then when you say, did anybody say thank you? I did say thank you. We didn't hear you, but I did say it. Okay, the new rule is, if you didn't hear you're welcome from us, you didn't say it. So that's the new rule, okay?
You followed up with going, you can't say thank you. You know, because if they didn't hear that might pop up. That might be the next meeting.
So number two on the list, no food, snacks, or colored drinks are allowed upstairs. Water is okay.
Mm.
We're having a problem with food going upstairs.
Mm. Drink discrimination.
And being forgotten.
Yeah.
And a week later, something that had maybe a dairy in it is left upstairs and the smell is atrocious or the dog gets into it and it's everywhere.
And that's atrocious too.
We've already had somebody try to violate this rule already.
Oh, who was it?
Oh, already?
The older or the younger ones?
Older.
Oh, the older ones. I always got to test it.
Sprite is a clear liquid.
Oh, nice.
But
Alan added that caveat, water. He said, nope, because Sprite is sticky, and if you spill it, it gets in the carpet. So no Sprite either.
Okay, good move.
This is against us, too. We can't eat or drink in our bedrooms anymore, you know. So, except for
you
water.
Should get some presidential privileges.
We're trying to lead
executive.
For
you pay for the dang house.
You know, like when they ask, why can you do it? Because I paid
because
for the
my
house.
Name is on the mortgage.
That's
we're
why.
We're trying to lead by example.
Okay.
We also set the boundaries for where eating can happen. In the kitchen, at the table, or outside in the patio. Now we're eating in the living room and stuff. A lot of families have this rule in place. We've never really had it.
Mom!
I know. I'm not going to spill it. Nobody ever plans to spill. So that's it. No more food outside of the kitchen and the dining areas.
Okay.
If you don't eat your dinner, you must not have been very hungry, so you're skipping dessert.
Oh.
There are also no other options for dinner. What we serve for everyone is what everyone is expected to eat. There are too many people in our family to make different meals for everyone. I'm not a short order cook. We've got four kids, two adults. I got to make one meal for everybody.
That's a good point.
And so I said to them all, I said, give me a list of the foods you like, and I will do everything to find the commonality, and I will make food everybody likes. But I can't, you know, I'll make spaghetti two of you don't want it. They want chicken nuggets. I can't go and scramble at the last minute.
That's the biggest fight we're having right now with our kids.
Right. What? When I grew up, you either ate it or you didn't. Yeah. But that's the thing. And then the youngest is really into desserts. He'll take two bites and say, I'm full. I can't eat anymore. Can I have dessert? Yeah. So, no. If you don't eat a good portion of your dinner, we're not saying you have to lick your plate clean. No dessert.
Or 10 minutes later.
What we serve.
Can I get a snack? Bro, what?
Exactly. What? Now it's in writing.
Yeah. Follow it.
When you're finished with dinner, ask if you can be excused from the table. Mm-hmm. Don't just get up and leave.
Okay.
And put your dirty dishes in the sink. Now, I wanted to carry it one step further. I'm like, the kids are old enough to stick them in the dishwasher. He said, baby steps. Let's just get them to get the dishes to the sink. And plus, he said, if they put them in the dishwasher, they'll load them wrong and we'll have to reload it. I was like, I don't care about that part. I want them to get them in the habit. I'm like, okay, I'll get into that. We'll revisit it in 6 months. So they just have to bring their dishes to the sink.
All right.
Now, if you have trash in your room, backpack, or lunch bag, you have to throw it all away in the trash can immediately. When your trash can is full upstairs, bring it down. We've had food forgotten in lunch boxes that gets left for a week. The smell is so bad, we just have to throw it away. Again, back to the dog going through trash, and it's everywhere. Okay, those were for everybody, the family rules. The children rules are, I'll try to speed through these because I know I'm taking too long. When we're sitting and eating, no headphones or phones allowed at the table. That's gotten out of control.
Oh, man, that, yes.
What's the cordless, like the, you know, the earbuds?
Nothing. Yeah. Earbuds, nothing. Because
dang,
if every
good move.
Yes. If you're eating by yourself, that's different. If, like, if I'm there and the kid's just eating, you can eat there, you can do whatever you want. But if we're there as a family, if there's two or more are gathered, no technology at the table. It's out of control.
Yes.
If any parent or step-parent, aunt, uncle, grandmother, grandfather, anybody sitting at the table with you at restaurants or whatever, no headphones or phones are allowed.
There's
nothing more heartbreaking than going to a restaurant and seeing grandparents and parents there, and they're so excited, and the kids are all on their technology. We've been guilty. That's not happening anymore.
Now, as you're dropping all these bombs on the kids, what are their facial reactions like? Are they
the
taking
girls
it in?
Almost have tears in their eyes.
Especially because of the headphones,
no
I bet.
No eye contact. The boys are excited.
They want to be part of the
movie. Dylan's even offering suggestions.
What?
Yes.
Whoa.
He's like adding, the little six-year-old. We said no more eating in bed. He said, what about if you're sick? And I said, that's a good point, Dylan. If you're sick, maybe you can have, you know, breakfast in bed or something. Or if it's your birthday, breakfast in bed. Good job,
What's
buddy.
What's the punishment if they don't follow these rules?
Mm. Well, we'll get to that. Yeah, yeah. That's just the family rules. So they'll lose privileges, technology, and things like that.
Okay.
When you need your clothes washed, bring down your hamper. I'm not going to go up there and get it for them. And not the night before you need something. That's what we've been dealing with. And for me, it's not fair. They'll come down at 9:30 when they're getting ready to go to bed. I need this stuff washed, which means I'm up for 2 hours doing laundry. Yeah. So no, 6 o'clock is the cutoff, 6 p.m.
Oh, they got cut off. Deadline.
Yeah, deadlines
are good.
Bring
your hamper down by 6 p.m. to get it washed for the next day. And when your clean clothes are returned to your room, you have to put the clothes away in your drawers or hang them up. This is really a problem for the girls. I'll bring the clothes clean back up in their hampers. And what they do is they just dig through the hamper for the clean stuff they want and leave it in there and then start throwing the dirty stuff on top.
Shut up.
You've got a mix of dirty and clean, and I'm washing clean clothes that I know good and well you haven't worn. And it's just, you know, it's ridiculous. So those are the rules.
Yeah. Those are great rules.
I know that probably took too long, and I'm sorry.
No, because a lot of families are looking for these rules, and maybe the fact that you guys have it written down, are you going to post them on your fridge or something?
We had, and Alan, I was joking around about having a contract. We had every one of them sign it.
I see it right there,
all the little signatures, and ours, too.
I loved it.
You're going to put it up on the wall?
On the wall. We've already had a couple of infractions, including me.
What was your infraction break?
We were at lunch yesterday, and we were having a conversation. No, we were having a conversation. And I asked Brooke to look. We were trying to schedule something, and I asked Brooke to look up something. I said, could you just look this up on your phone real quick? And she did. That was fine. And then a little bit later, I needed to look up something, just a scheduling thing. But then I saw I had 13 missed text messages, and I started reading them. And Alan called me on it. I said, you're right. And I put my phone away. So
what was your punishment?
Oh, yeah, you got
it. We're still in the learning stages.
Mommy was bad.
No more.
We
no
noticed
more.
It.
No more laundry.
Put it away.
Oh, that was a punishment for show.
Yeah.
So
that's good, Kelly.
Nothing major, but...
And you can hear Alan's side of it on the podcast, Sandwich and Some Loving, right?
We went through the whole thing
perfect.
In a little bit more detail, and I'm sorry, I probably talked too
No, that's
long.
Perfect. And could we post your rules somewhere? Do you have a...
If you want to, I'll let you scan it and post it if that's
easier.
That'd
be great. If Kid Nation wants to take a look at it, maybe that's what you're dealing with your family. It's not just blended families, because a lot of those things I'm dealing with as well, Kelly, with my kids.
Yeah, I mean, and it's
just
not...
Just kids in general.
You know, we're not dealing with kids who are back-talking.
Yeah.
We're not dealing with kids who are staying out past curfew.
Just the regular...
That's not our stage of life right now, so this is what we have.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Be listening for us to put someone on blast all morning long. It could happen once. It could happen 30 times. Depends on how blasty we're feeling.
We've been pretty blasty today.
But when you do, go to KidNation.com and enter that person we put on blast, and you'll have a chance to go to the Kid Craddock Morning Show Summer Show Blast, which has Bryce Vine, Why Don't We, Allie Brooke, and who else, Big Al Mac?
Why Don't We, Allie
Bozzy,
Brooke,
man. Bozzy,
on, Bozzy, yeah. Bozzy, and Bryce Vine on Friday, August 16th at the AT&T Center in San Antonio.
We'll even put you up at the Hotel Valencia.
Yep.
Even if you live in San Antonio, you'll get a night out there. So
maybe we can get adjoining rooms.
Oh, that'd be
that'd
awesome.
Be fun. We'll have a big party.
Yeah, because we're going to be there as well.
Yeah.
Having a fun time with you because it is, you know, the Kid Craddock Morning Show Big Summer Blast Concert. So we're going to be there.
I'm going to order room service.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Great room service. That's
yeah.
Right.
Big deal.
And Big Al Mac,
yeah.
You were asked a question this weekend that got you thinking.
Yeah, my friend Kirk came down to see me this weekend. We
Super
hung
homeboy
out.
Kirk?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we hung out, and so he goes, who you dating? When's the last time you've been out on a date? I'm like, and I really hadn't thought about it, but it's been a long time since I've been out, like, on a date, like to a movie or lunch or something like that with a girl. Just
because normally you just bring him to the bar.
Yeah.
That's your go-to.
Sit there and watch you work.
Mm-hmm.
So now, when I kind of step back and take a look at it, my dating pool of available women geographically has gotten quite a bit smaller. I've gone from a city that has maybe 3 million people in it to living in a city in Waxahachie, Texas that has 35,000 people.
And a lot of them are a lot of families out there, right?
A lot of families,
yeah.
A lot of families. So I started thinking about this, and I said, well, let's say there's 35,000 people. Let's say half of those people are women.
Oh, I was doing math.
And let's say half of those women are married. So now I'm down to about 8,000 available women.
Okay. Still a lot.
That's still a lot. I could probably, you know, deal with something like
then
that.
You got to break down ages.
Now, I guess half of those women probably have boyfriends. So now I'm down to about 4,000 women. Half of those are probably too young. I mean, by that, I mean under 34. So now I'm down to about 2,000 women. Half of them are probably.
I'm just happy he's going with 35. That's
half of those women that are left are probably too old. Like they're over 37. No, I'm just kidding. So now I'm down to about 1,000 women. And let's say half of those are undateable for some reason, like in jail, on drugs, don't like dogs, stuff like that. So now we're down to 500 women. 20% of those probably don't like guys. So now I'm down to 400. Half of those probably don't like karaoke. My girl's got to like karaoke. I do karaoke every weekend.
Right,
so now we're down to 200 women.
Oh, man.
Half of those probably don't eat red meat, and I love steaks and burgers. So now I'm down to about 100 women. And I'm sure half of those women are crunchy hippie types. I can't do that. I'm not down with that. So now I'm down to 50 women. Half of those women are probably uppity or have some kind of attitude problem, you know, maybe whatever.
Yeah.
So now I'm down to 25 women. I've probably hit on half of those already or they've turned me
about
down.
Half women?
So now I'm down to about 12 women in Waxahachie.
I was doing his math from 8,000 women down to how many out?
Down to 12. Okay. Half of those probably have a baby daddy drama or something like that, so I ain't got no time for that. So now I'm down to 6 women. Half of those are crazy. So there's 3 available women for me to date
in Waxahachie. They have taste, so you're out of luck.
And they just heard that list, and they're like, ugh.
And 100% of those women have taste.
So now I'm down to about 3 women out of 35,000
Why are you so negative?
I'm not being negative. I was just doing math.
Because it feels like you don't want a date.
I need that shirt.
He does.
I'm not being negative. I'm just doing math.
No, it's
you don't want a date.
Yeah,
still.
Sure I do. I have gotten out of the habit of dating for so long that I just kind of forgot to date to even pursue.
Do they need to live in your city? I mean, can't
yes,
you?
Yes, remember? Because I thought he found a good long-distance one but wasn't into it.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to drive.
Now. She's married now.
She married now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that other long-distance one.
No.
I mean, she doesn't have to live in the city, but close.
Like a 30-minute drive? Is that too much to ask for?
No, not at all. Not at all. I drive 30 minutes to work every day.
So now you extended the amount of women that
If you want to do it that way. Yeah, but I'm just saying in the immediate
so now the metroplex
area.
Of one of the largest cities in the country is too far.
Well, right, I mean, I've lived in the metroplex of the largest city all of my life and still have not really been uberly successful.
If Al wants to date, he would date.
Exactly.
Just leave it. I mean,
he used to be a player.
Used to be no player days. Gone, Jenna. Gone, no, gone,
you
gone.
Could have a date every day if you wanted to.
You're just grieving still.
Now, here's what he's doing.
No, that's
lazy. He said earlier he's lazy. He won't even turn on his phone.
Here's what he's doing. Exactly. Yeah, what he does every once in a while on the show is he mentions how difficult it is to find a date. And, baby, I'm struggling.
Here comes all the messages.
And then all the messages, all the text messages with a bunch of hot pictures are going to start rolling in. And then Al picks about five. Calls them up,
yeah.
Has a nice little 2 month window where he's talking to them and having a good time.
Drops
and
then, the ball.
I love the way you think.
Then he drops the ball, and then we're gonna get this list back again in about 6 weeks.
800-543-3548 is the text or the phone number. Feel free to give us a call during the show. Biz
and
Top 5.
I'll just tell you, women are so desperate, they still want to go out with him.
What are you mean desperate?
That's the truth. Women, you listen to Love Letters to Kelly and what women put up with in relationships.
Oh, yeah. Well,
to get my man out.
He doesn't make effort.
Back.
He makes zero effort.
Right, but he's a successful man.
Somewhat.
So I'm going to hit you back with Al positivity.
Point, counterpoint.
Yeah, I'm a counterpoint.
Oh, I love
Every
it.
Time you give me a negative Al, I'm going to give you a positive Al.
I understand. I've
love
been
it.
Putting Al on blast repeatedly during the segment. Thank you. I'm waiting for somebody to acknowledge me.
Well, that's going to be just a double entry because Anna already put Al on blast.
Yeah.
That's
I
all
just
right.
wanted to be part of it. I'm like being as mean as I can, and everybody's so used to it, they don't even know when I'm blasting somebody.
Yeah, you're right, Kelly. That is exactly right. Oh, Kelly's just being Kelly. She's not putting Al on blast.
It actually didn't feel that mean.
Yeah. Right. That's the nicest you've been to me in months.
Yeah.
What have I got to do?
Well, look, Al's a good catch, though. He's
Thank you,
successful.
JC.
He's running his own business. He has his own place. He has a cool dog.
Award-winning patio. Hello.
He got a cool truck that doesn't fit in a garage.
Yep.
But he just found a reason to not date 8,000 people.
Yeah, math.
Just math.
Math.
I get it. Hey, I was cynical as well. We've all been there.
Yeah.
But
well, it also takes effort. And, you know, if you're just not emotionally if you don't have the energy to put into it, you get out of it what you put into it.
Yeah.
And you're putting nothing into
I'm
it.
I'm putting
so you're
nothing
getting
into
nothing
it.
Back.
I will,
and that's the truth.
I will give you that. I'm
Besides,
putting nothing
you swipe
into
from time to time.
Do you not have urges?
Yeah. Do you have urges?
What happened?
You stop having them. The longer you go without, you get used to it. You get to a
you
place
get used
of complacency.
To it. That's exactly right, Kelly.
It's
you get
truth.
Used to it. It's like, okay, my daily routine is this. Go do this, go to work, or here, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you just forget about all that other stuff.
Your primal instinct isn't there?
Your primal instinct.
Believe it or not, JC, the longer...
Yeah, find a way to spin that positively, JC.
Truth.
I'm trying.
I'm thinking about it, you know.
Mm.
Think about how much more you would get done if you'd put that on the shelf for a while.
You know what, Kelly?
I mean, it only takes up a few minutes of the day.
Not for this one.
Yeah.
I heard somewhere, this explains why I can never find my keys. I saw it somewhere in the prep that men that don't have
regular
laundry, they never can find their keys or their memory's gone.
Your memory, it helps with short-term memory.
Yeah, I was trying to, I know I found it, I read that somewhere, but I can't think of where I read it.
All right, so if you want to go on a date with Big Al, that's his plea.
Oh, sure.
You text
why
in, send
yeah,
a picture.
Why not? Why not? It's
waste
Monday.
Your time by texting us.
Yeah. Why not?
Just make sure you're within 30 minutes of where Big Al Mac lives.
Yeah.
If I was more active on his Instagram, he would find more.
75165 is my primary zip code.
dude, your Instagram DMs are probably littered with
you've
women.
Yeah, you got to get in there more, Al.
You probably
I got to show him that other box.
Yeah, the other box.
I'm on it.
You got to go to the other box.
I am on it.
That's where all your ladies are probably waiting for you, Big Al Mac.
I am on it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. I know Big Al Mac just gave us his love life update.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he could have written love letters to Kelly.
Probably should have.
Maybe you should have, Al.
Uh-huh.
But instead, you did all the math and calculated it down to 3 women out of 8,000.
Yep.
So he's looking for that lover.
I'm trying to hit those 3 up this week.
But if you do have a lover out there and maybe you're having some issues, then you're more than welcome to go to KidNation.com and write our love expert and then hopefully hear your letter in.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am in a serious, committed relationship going on 3 years now with my boyfriend. I love him with all my heart. And for the first time in my life, when someone asks me what I see in my future, I see a future with him,
aww,
with a family. The catch is that we are from two very different worlds and upbringings. I'm a northern city girl. Both my parents are New Yorkers, and they've always pushed me to get the best education I absolutely could and to follow my career wherever it takes me. Now, he's a small town southern guy with a truly amazing family and absolutely no desire to leave his town or his traditions. We're in the process of trying to find a house together as our lease is coming to an end. I believe you have to love what you buy with a house, and I want neighbors, an open house with not a lot of fixing up needed, and I want to be near things like a gym, a movie theater, and a mall. He wants to be in the middle of the country in a fixer-upper that costs next to nothing with a large tract of land. We cannot seem to agree on a compromise at all, or even what compromise is to the other person. A house is a huge part of the foundation of a future together. What do we do? Do I give up my wants? Should he? Are we just too different to work together despite our love? Alicia.
You willing to give up love of your life and having babies because he wants to live in a field? That's what you have to decide. I can't make that decision for you. I can't fight that fight for you. One of you is going to lose.
Yep.
One of you is going to lose.
There's no real compromise.
There isn't.
One of you is going to lose. So you have to pick which one it is. And if you want to stand firm and that's his line in the sand and that's the end of the relationship, I mean,
yeah.
Is that really, did you really have enough to move forward with if that's what's going to be the final breaking point for life and future and babies and upbringing? So it's a matter of what's really important in the long run.
You might like country living, though.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if you knew you married a good old Southern boy and this was part of the deal, I know my cousin, she married a man and they lived out in the middle of nowhere and she was miserable and he knew she was miserable and she just kept pressing and pressing and he finally gave in and they moved back into the city and, you know, everything was better then.
Yeah.
But I mean, it doesn't always work out that way, but that's what she did.
Yeah.
And eventually she got what she wanted, but she had to live for a few years in the middle of nowhere. You got to realize that relationship compromise is a great word, but sometimes it ain't about compromise.
Nah.
Sometimes it's about
giving up. Yeah, somebody's gonna have to give up.
Yeah,
I can't pick city living or country living. Somebody's gonna lose that fight.
Yeah, there's no middle.
There is no middle.
There's the country or city.
Well, you could table it for a while.
Yeah,
their lease is up, so they got to live.
Just rent again.
Oh boy,
that's a tough one.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, Anna writes, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been having issues the past 2 years with having dreams about my ex-boyfriend. Look, I tried brushing it off like it was no big deal, but still to this day I think about him constantly. Ooh. I reached out to him a few months ago to tell him how I felt. Well, he did not feel the same way. He does have a girlfriend, which I already knew about, but I made it clear that I wasn't asking him to break up with her for me. I simply just wanted him to know how I felt.
Yeah, right.
I tried moving on after telling him how I felt, and I still dream about him and think about him constantly. I want to move on, but part of me keeps feeling like I should wait. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Should I just move on and hope it gets better, or wait to see if he ever feels the same way again?
Honey, you've already humiliated yourself once. Ugh. Be done with it and move on. And you're not allowing anybody to fill that space. You're obsessing on him because part of it is you have nothing else to focus on.
Right.
You're obsessing about a dream and an idea and not a real person. I mean, he is a real person, but the idea of him and the dream of him, that's not reality. So he probably very politely told you he wasn't interested. So now you can embarrass yourself and keep waiting around for something that's not happening. Or move on. Try giving other guys a chance. You might have a bunch of no's in the process, but eventually you'll find someone that'll be like, what was I thinking?
Right.
Wasting time and energy on that guy. This is the love of my life.
Your yes is out there somewhere.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I'm a 33-year-old guy that's been married to my wonderful and amazing wife for 10 years. My question is a little different than normal. I work at a job that's highly performance-oriented every day. Get this amount of work done. No exception. Don't mess up. So on and so forth. Now, when I am doing laundry with my wife, sometimes I get into my head that it's all about the performance. And if the machine turns off prematurely, or if I feel like I didn't fold the laundry just right, I get upset. Kind of ruins the moment also with a 5-year-old running around. So I guess what I'm trying to ask is, how do I get it into my head that it's okay just to enjoy the process of doing the laundry? It's not always about making the best round of laundry that's ever happened. Brian.
How?
I don't know. That's why I just picked it. How do
you think differently about it? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
I guess.
I mean, guys, how would you?
He gets upset with himself quite a bit.
Gosh, he's over. Not, gosh, guys that overthink that.
You're overthinking it,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Sometimes women are. Trust me on this one. Sometimes it's not about the
laundry.
Doing it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to do the long cycle every time.
Yes.
Like, yeah. A quick wash is sometimes.
Great.
Our time is fantastic.
You hear from so many women who say, I wish we didn't have to do that. You know, they just want the snuggles and the cuddles and the love and without having to follow through with everything. Because a lot of women will say, the minute he touches my shoulder, I know what's coming next. Here we go. So a lot of times you just have to enjoy and appreciate what you have. Mm-hmm. And not, you're overthinking it, is the problem.
Yeah.
Way overthinking it.
Yeah, because you're taking everything that you're doing at home and all of those goals and expectations back to the laundry room.
Yeah. Baseball players don't hit a home run every time.
Right.
No, sometimes you bunt.
Sometimes you just got
to
bunt.
Sometimes you bunt.
It doesn't have to be, every time doesn't have to be, oh my God, that one.
Yeah.
Actors in theater don't always give their best performance every night. Sometimes they have an off night. It happens.
Right.
Shout out.
Be kinder to yourself.
But you know, the appreciation is always there.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Always going to be there. Yeah, don't be too hard.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So, I met this guy last year when I was a freshman in high school and he was a sophomore. Anyway, we got along pretty well and I started to like him. But not even a couple months later, he starts dating someone else. Then he broke up with her a few weeks later.
Yeah.
So we started talking again and became closer. And just a few months ago, we kissed. And to me, it was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Then I found out he slept with my neighbor.
Wait, what?
Whoa, that
he said I shouldn't be mad since we weren't even dating.
That's true.
Then last month, I found out his ex-girlfriend had a kid.
Whoa!
He claims he doesn't want to be a part of her life. But now I don't know what to do because I believe I'm in love and all my friends tell me to leave him. Help, Kasiah.
Kasiah, come on, girl.
Tell her, Kelly.
Come on. I'm not even going to yell at you. This is ridiculous. You want to be involved with this loser.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a player. He's a loser. He's not a quality man.
Yeah,
he makes you feel good, doesn't he? Don't you feel sexy when you're with him? And he chose you. The bad boy chose me for a hot minute.
Right.
But then he's choosing everybody else. Why are we attracted? Why do we want the bad boy to pick
up? It's a challenge.
I don't know.
A challenge. There's something sexy about that bad boy.
I'm going to tame him.
I just wanted everyone to catch that he's a sophomore in high school and has a kid. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
High school is supposed to be your time to be a kid and have fun and be a little
ridiculous.
Be reckless, but not that reckless. Not be involved in all these adult
problems. You want to be the one with that kid? I mean, you want that to be you? Is that your dream for yourself, to be a teen mom? It's doable.
With a guy that wants to walk away?
It is hard. Yeah, and look how he's done with the other girl. It's hard. It's not a life you should choose for yourself. Demand and expect more for yourself.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, don't mess with that dude. Sophomore in high school. Already dealing with all that, yeah. Enjoy high school. It's the best time of your life. If you let it be, right?
And college is even more fun.
College is a lot more fun, too, yeah.
I kind of hated high school. College is more fun.
If you want to write our love expert, that's Kelly Raspberry. Go to kidnation.com. We have a nice tab set up right there for you to write our love expert. We'll be back at it again on Wednesday.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.